quickly reacquaint yourself with your seat. All right, thank you. And we are getting this 12 o'clock and 30 seconds, 12:08 meeting started and in order. And I will call this meeting in order. Roll call, I see everybody is still in attendance. Thank you for that. And Mr. Taylor, would you lead us in the pledge, please?
To the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. All right, any discussion on the meeting agenda? Seeing no discussions, motion to approve the agenda as is.
Second. Part of information?
Yes.
Special meeting, therefore we cannot add any agenda items, is that correct?
That's correct.
Yes, that is correct.
Thank you.
Thank you. All in favor of this approving the agenda as is, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. We've got public comment.
Mr. Anderson?
Correct. Okay. Okay, reports and presentations. Point of order, Mr. Anderson, could you clarify? I'd like to get an update from Mr. Huttmacher on city operations. Can I do that? Yeah. All right, Mr. Huttmacher, would you please just give us an overview on how things are going?
Okay. Do I have an hour or 2 hours?
You have
how long do I
have? Okay.
Okay. Okay. I can do that. Things are going swimmingly well. We are kicking off operations tomorrow morning. Phones will be answered at 7:30 in the morning. We'll have staff in place to be able to take calls, questions, and then start the preparations to be operational, fully operational, providing services January 1. We are in the process of putting together the city employees that will be permanent city employees, and then also have, as I said, the three vendor firms, Clark Patterson Lee, Calvin Giordano and JAT, and low engineers to handle public works, community development, and finance and administration. And the offices will be at 400 Northridge Road, Suite 1250. We do have a city phone number, which is escaping me right now, but I'll be able to make that available to everybody. It's also on our website. And I believe that is the major news of the day. Obviously, there's a million other things that we're working on and doing, but those are the major ones I think the public will be interested in. I'd be happy to take any questions, y'all.
Fantastic. Any questions from Council and Warren? All right. Thank you very much, Warren. Okay. That'll be okay. New business.
Might be.
We already did public comment. No public comment. New business. Joni, would you give us this read?
Yes, sir. I took the privilege of putting these in order, so on your packet there might be a little bit of order, so I'm going to read what we have before to the agenda with your permission.
Yes, please.
Okay. Ordinance under J1 is an emergency ordinance providing for the continuation of ordinance and law during the transition period legislatively published in the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, and the adoption of ordinances by the City of Dunwoody, Georgia. This is an emergency ordinance, and we have Brian Anderson is going to give us a brief update on this, please.
We as a new city need to have adopt these ordinances as emergencies, mainly to ensure that on day one, we've got ordinances in effect to ensure the proper operation of the city. As a new city, we need to ensure that we have ordinances that we can actually operate the city on. We also need to ensure there's a smooth transition from the county to the city. And these ordinances are designed to do that, and we need to do it as emergency because otherwise there will be a gap in the governmental authority. And we also need to adopt these as an emergency because many of our ordinances depend on the Zoning Procedures Act, which require certain public notices and other things to happen before we can adopt them. So for all of these stated reasons, we need to adopt these ordinances as emergencies at this time to ensure today, as of now, we've got laws and ordinances in place for the city to operate. Yes, and I'd also like to state that these reasons are valid for all of the emergency ordinances that we are going to be adopting, and equally valid for the moratorium that we're going to be putting in place also.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Eaton.
I move we adopt the emergency ordinance for ordinance of law and legislation established during mission period for the city of Dunwoody as read.
I'll second.
Okay, a second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, motion passes. Joni.
Yes, sir. Next item on our agenda tonight is Resolution 2008-1221. This is a resolution imposing within the territorial limits of the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, a moratorium of 60 days, unless sooner terminated, upon the application for issuance of land disturbance permits, building permits, use permits, land use permits, land development permits, clearing or grading permits, assigned permits, administrative permits, business licenses, certain alcohol licenses, and any and other off permits or licenses dependent upon or related to zoning of land in order to allow for the consideration and adoption of necessary zoning ordinances and the preparation of necessary forms and adoptions of necessary procedures for the processing of such applications.
Thank you.
Will we adopt Resolution 2008-1221 as read?
Second. Any discussion on this?
I actually have some discussion on this. I missed it the first time we read it 45 minutes ago, but included in that moratorium is business licenses. And I thought we were actively in the process of trying to get folks over the next 60 days to renew all their business licenses. Should we include business licenses in this moratorium?
Ms. Anderson, can you address that?
Bill Riley will address this issue.
Councilmember, what we're doing is, of course, as you already know, business licenses are dependent on zoning as to whether you would issue a license or not. In as much as the zoning won't be in place until the middle of December, we will not be able to issue any business licenses until that time. Along our timeline as we proceed, we will be lifting this moratorium before to the end of the month and would be in a position that we would be able to take everyone's fees, they could charge them off for this year's taxes, and we would be issuing licenses before the end of the year. But at this point in time, we need to have a moratorium in place on those on that item because we're waiting for zoning to take place.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Mr. Riley, Robert, any other discussion on this? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion passes. All right, Joni, chapter one.
Yes, sir. This is a resolution to ratify the... Point of order, Mayor, I do have on my listing the ratification of the actions on my agenda.
You sure enough, I apologize. That's yes, okay. Please.
No problem. I appreciate that. This is going to be Resolution 2008-1222. It's a resolution to ratify the actions taken by the Mayor and Council of the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, prior to December 1, 2008. And Mayor, may I say, y'all have been very busy.
You may. Thank you.
So move we adopt.
All right. Move to adopt. There's a second by Tom Taylor. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Resolution carries. Now we are at Chapter 1.
Yes, sir. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 1, General Provisions and Providing for Inclusion and Identifications in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 1, General Provisions, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Will we adopt emergency ordinance Chapter 1?
Second.
There's a second, Mr. Wittenstein.
Actually, it was Mr. Hannigan. It's okay.
Mr. Wittenstein denied that second.
That's okay. I didn't say anything, so.
All right, any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, The ordinance passes. Joni, chapter two, please.
Yes, sir. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve chapter two, administration, providing for inclusion and identifications in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as chapter two, administration, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
I move we adopt chapter two, administration, as read.
Okay, Mr. Taylor, second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Chapter four, please.
Chapter four, this is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve chapter four, alcohol beverages, providing for inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as chapter four, alcohol beverages, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
I move we accept chapter four as read.
Second.
Second, any discussion on that? Okay, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right, the chapter nine.
This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve chapter nine, ethics, providing for inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as chapter nine, ethics, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
I propose that we adopt chapter nine as read.
Second.
I have a second. Any discussion on this?
Yes, Mr. Shorto. This is the same one that we previously approved, is that correct?
Chapter nine, ethics.
Yes, it is.
No change.
I vote against this because I think it's too cumbersome, and also it's not clarified properly. And we had an alternative one that I was in favor of that was much clearer and to the point.
Thank you, Mr. Shorto. Any other discussion on that? All right, seeing none, all in favor of passing Chapter 9, Ethics, please say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Point of order, yes. Mr. Anderson.
An emergency ordinance under the charter requires more than a majority vote. It requires a supermajority. And this motion will not pass as an emergency ordinance.
Okay. That was 4-3. Motion did not pass.
Point of information?
Yes.
How does that affect our previous meeting's vote, which was also a special meeting?
At the previous meeting, it passed by the represent...
same vote.
What's the same vote? Mm-hmm. Then it did not pass also at that meeting.
All right. All right, thank you. We're moving on. Chapter 10, please, Joni.
Yes, sir. Chapter 10, this is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 10, election, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 10, elections, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Motion to adopt.
Second.
Second. Dr. Bonzer, any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Seeing none, Chapter 10 passes. All right, Chapter 15.
Yes, sir. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing, and Regulations, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing, and Regulations, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
We adopt Chapter 15 as read.
I'll second.
Okay, second. Any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, ordinance passes. All right, Joni, Chapter 18, I believe.
Thank you, Mayor. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 18, Municipal Court, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 18, Municipal Court, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
I move we approve.
Second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right. That leads us to Chapter 24.
Yes, sir. This is an emergency ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 24, Taxation, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 24, Taxation, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
Move we adopt emergency ordinance Chapter 24, Taxation.
Second.
All right, second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All right.
Thank you.
One read ordinance here.
Yes, sir.
Do us the honor, please.
Okay. This is an ordinance providing for the continuation of an ordinance and law during the transition period legislatively established for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, and the adoption of ordinances by the City of Dunwoody, Georgia. It's my understanding, Mayor, this is a one read ordinance.
Okay.
Move we adopt.
Is there a second?
Yes, sir.
A second. Any discussion on this? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, this carries. Chapter 1.
Yes, sir. We're back to Chapter 1. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 1, General Provisions, and providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 1, General Provisions, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. There again, Mayor, this is a one read ordinance.
Okay, thank you.
We accept Chapter 1 as read.
Second.
Right, second. Any discussion on this? I'm sorry, Danny? Yes.
Question to council. We passed that over here as item number 4. Is that with an emergency ordinance? This is a regular ordinance? Is that the differential?
No. What this is, the first time was an emergency ordinance. The council has the ability to adopt ordinances in emergency situations, which this was, to ensure that we had laws and ordinances in place on day one for the operation for the reasons that we discussed previously. This is a separate category. The charter allows us in the first 90 days to adopt ordinances as a one read, to where we don't have to do the normal one read and then a second read. So we're also adopting that as a one read under the special 90-day provision of the charter.
Any other discussion on this? All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. Chapter 1 passes. Chapter 2?
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 2, Administration, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the great city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 2, Administration, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
Will we adopt the ordinance as read for Chapter 2, Administration?
Right, is there a second?
Second.
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 Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right.
Yes, sir.
Chapter 4.
Chapter 4. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 4, Alcohol Beverages, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 4, Alcohol Beverages, as attached hereto and incorporated herein, as a first read.
I move we accept as read.
Second.
All right, any discussion?
Yeah, just...
Yes, Robert.
Joni referred to it as a first read, and I think it's a one read.
Thank you. I appreciate that. You are correct.
All right.
I stand corrected. Okay. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Robert. Any other discussion? Seeing that there's none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? It passes. Chapter 9.
Chapter 9, this is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 9, Ethics, providing for the inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 9, Ethics, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. This is a one read.
Move we accept it as read.
Second.
All right, discussion? See no discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? It's 4-3.
That means the motion...
Well, does that mean...
On a one read, the same rules as a normal 1-2 read.
Okay.
So it passes.
So that passes.
That's right.
All right, well, that makes a lot of sense. All right, Jody, chapter 10, please.
Yes, sir. This would be ordinance to adopt and approve chapter 10, elections, providing for the inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as chapter 10, elections, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
All right, thank you.
Move we adopt the ordinance chapter 10 concerning elections as read.
Second.
Any discussion on that? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Chapter 10 passes, thank you. Chapter 15.
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve chapter 15, business occupation taxes, licensing, and regulations, providing for inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing, and Regulations, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Move we adopt Chapter 15 as read.
Second.
Mr. Ross, second. Thank you. Any discussion? See that there's no discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes. Thank you. And that leads us to chapter 18. Am I on track?
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve chapter 18, municipal court, providing for inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as chapter 18, municipal court, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Move to adopt chapter 18.
Second.
All right, second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, ordinance passes. Chapter 24, please.
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 24, taxation, providing for the inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 24, taxation, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Thank you.
We adopt ordinance Chapter 24 concerning taxation as read.
Second. All right, there's second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, that passes. Thank you. And would you please read this first read ordinance?
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance providing for the continuation of ordinance and law during the transition period legislatively established for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, and the adoption of ordinances by the city of Dunwoody, Georgia.
Okay.
Will we adopt the first reading?
First reading.
So we don't have to do anything.
Three off.
Oh, I see it.
All right. No discussion on first read, so thank you. Would you please give us the first read of chapter one?
I'm making myself a note, too, because I had one reading. Council, this is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 1, General Provisions, and providing for inclusion and identification in the code of ordinances for the city of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 1, General Provisions, as hereto attached and incorporated herein. This is a first read.
Thank you. And when you're ready, we're ready. Chapter
yes,
two.
With your permission. This would be an ordinance to adopt and chapter, an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 2, Administration, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 2, Administration, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. This is a first read, Mayor and Council.
Thank you very much. Okay, chapter 4, first read, please.
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 4, Alcohol Beverages, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 4, Alcohol Beverages, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. This is a first reading.
Thank you. Do you need a lozenge or anything at this point?
I might grow.
God bless you. Thank you. All right. Chapter 9, please.
Yes, sir. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 9, Ethics, providing for the inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 9, Ethics, as attached hereto and incorporated herein as a first read.
Thank you. All right, Chapter 10.
This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 10, Elections, providing for the inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 10, Elections, as attached hereto and incorporated herein.
Excellent. Thank you. All right, Chapter 15, please.
Mayor, this is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing and Regulations, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 15, Business Occupation Taxes, Licensing and Regulations, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. And this is a first read for this ordinance, Mayor.
Thank you. All right. Chapter 18.
Okay. Point of order. I have this one as a read as an emergency ordinance, and it's not listed that on the agenda.
Should be a first read.
Okay. Thank you. I appreciate that one. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 18, Municipal Court, providing for inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 18, Municipal Court, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. First read.
Thank you. Chapter 24.
Chapter 24. This is an ordinance to adopt and approve Chapter 24, Taxation, providing for the inclusion and identification in the Code of Ordinances for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia, to be referenced in the future as Chapter 24, Taxation, as attached hereto and incorporated herein. And this is a first read, Mayor.
Okay, thank you. All right, next on the list is discussion and vote on the election of the mayor pro tem. And I'd like to make a motion, which I can do as a regular council person, to nominate Councilman Shortle as our mayor pro tem.
Second.
There's a second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Congratulations, Danny.
Congratulations, Danny.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You've got to change your name tag now.
Got to watch this.
You'll get a pay raise.
Danny, can I accept the nomination?
I'm sorry.
Point of order, you did not accept it.
Are you going to accept the nomination?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I will accept the nomination. Sorry. I was caught up in euphoria.
What's in this, Chief? Okay.
Well, now that he's second in line to the throne, you better be careful.
They're gone. They're in the farmhouse.
Yeah, that martyr can use it next to you. All right, next is, Joni, could you read this resolution for us, please?
Yes, sir. This is a resolution to appoint assistant city attorneys for the City of Dunwoody, Georgia. This is Resolution
2008-1223. Okay.
I move we adopt the resolution appointing Riley Lewis McClendon as our city attorneys.
Second.
There's a second. Is any discussion on this? I'll start off. This is actually just a formality. This resolution is appointing Riley
Lewis and McClendon as our assistant city attorney.
Assistant.
Just clarification.
Yes, right.
Okay, any other discussion on this? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes. Okay, Joni, could you read an action item for us?
Yes, sir. This is an action item. It's for discussion and vote to authorize the city attorney to notify DeKalb County of the city's takeover of certain services and powers.
Thank you.
I move we accept.
Point of information?
Yes. There's actually a motion to accept. Is there a second? There's a second. I've got discussion, John.
Could we have a list of the items in which we are now voting on?
Correct.
Right. It's important for everybody to hear what we're going to take over.
Right. We'll get a list. We can't discuss money, Bart. I don't think we can discuss that issue until we have a motion on the floor. That's what I need to mention.
Right. Okay.
Right. Okay. Mr. Anderson?
It's the list that was sent out previously as modified by Robert. We're trying to find it. It should be in this package. We'll find it here.
I've got an idea.
Okay, can you read it then?
Actually, he's not referring to the package. He printed that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Robert. I think that's the one.
Is that my phone? Let's let everybody hear.
Okay. It was the, actually, this is one modified by Robert, but it's pretty close. It's a road and street. It's road and street construction or maintenance, including curbs, sidewalks, street lights, and devices to control the flow of traffic on streets, stormwater collection and disposal, enforcement of building, housing, plumbing, and electrical codes and other similar codes, planning and zoning, subject to the county providing to the city all zoning files for the properties located within the city limits. Arts and cultural programs and facilities with the operation of parks, recreational programs and facilities, and courts and court services.
Okay. Does that clarify? Yes, Robert.
I'd like to make propose an amendment that we add code enforcement to the list of services just read.
Okay.
Second.
There's a second discussion on amending to add code enforcement. All right, seeing no discussion, all in favor of the amendment, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? All right, back to the action item as amended with code enforcement. Are we square on the list? Any other discussion?
Yes, David. Councilman Royce Ross or someone explaining parks to us all on the council.
Okay. The parks, we have four or five parks, including Brook Run, one small pocket park, 13 acres. We have the Donaldson Chestnut Homestead, and we have the Dunwoody Nature Center and the senior baseball field. And in addition to that, we have the culture.
This is Spools, North DeKalb Cultural Arts Center.
Yeah, North DeKalb Cultural Arts Center. The idea of taking over the responsibility for maintaining and taking over the responsibility for managing these facilities was very straightforward. DeKalb County has a budget of some $22 million for managing the parks throughout the county. And the way they normally allocate those expenses are they, in our negotiations with them on the other IGAs, they've always allocated 5.7% of the expenses to us, and that would represent something in the range of $1.3 million that we would have to pay to maintain the parks, and that's way beyond our budget. And so we're going to take over the maintenance as well as the responsibility for managing the parks going forward. We have the right to do that, and DeKalb County does not have the right to manage a park within the jurisdiction of the city of Dunwoody according to law.
Thank you, Councilman Ross. Yes, John.
I understand the concern that if we allow the county to maintain and operate the parks, they will attempt to overcharge us on the back end. The only other option is allowing the parks to not function at all, and that would hurt our citizens. If we maintain and operate the park, I'd like to immediately evict the work trucks that have been illegally using Brook Run as a parking lot. Since I'm on the subject of evictions, if there are any athletes still being housed by Vernon Jones' sweetheart deal, they can go too. If we'll be responsible for the maintenance of the park, I want every building inspected and documented as to their condition. I want every non-usable building locked up tight so that they are no longer a hazard to the community. Finally, Dunwoody has paid more than our fair share for parkland and park services, and I'm expecting a probably long, drawn-out battle for the ownership of the parks and the balance of the $11.5 million that was promised to Brook Run during the last bond referendum. I'm hopeful that we can go forward in a smooth manner with the county on this matter, but the safety of the park is imminent for us and our citizens. I think if we're going to accept responsibility for the maintenance of the parks, that we should do so properly.
Thank you, Councilman Hennigan. Any other discussion? Yes,
yeah, I'm going to just back up what John said. I toured there with some folks that lived near the park, and all those buildings are as bad as the hospital was before they tore it down. Now they're wide open. There's expended ammunition in there. So people are shooting guns. Paint cans where people have been doing graffiti or drug paraphernalia and stuff. It's a mess. It's wide open. It's 15 or 20 yards from the dog park. If we're going to maintain a way of the right to secure all those buildings, too, or we're forced to can't do that. It's a danger.
Thank you, Councilman Taylor. Any other discussion on this? Yes.
Yeah, just without being too redundant here, I think you're exactly right. You know, parks are about the number four issue on the concern of the citizens in the poll we took, so you can see that is. I do not like the idea, everybody knows that, of paying for something you don't own, but I also don't want the things to become a mess and unsightly, so I guess we will take up that. And I think it's very interesting that they want to charge us $1.3 million, when last year we estimated that they spent about $200,000, maybe a little bit more than that, on the parks. So I agree with John completely. I think we ought to be aggressive in our negotiating get these parks to this property of the city of Dunwoody.
Thank you, Councilman Shortle. Any other discussion on this? Yes.
The motion as finally done was that the city was going to take over the operation of the park. There was no mention of maintenance. The maintenance was gray. We can amend it to add maintenance if so desired, but maintenance could be part of ownership of the property, and you guys can decide that at this time.
Robert.
I'd like to make a motion that we amend the resolution to include not only parks operation, but also parks maintenance.
Okay. Motion to amend to add maintenance on top of operation.
I second that.
Any discussion on this amendment? I've seen no discussion.
I have a question.
Yes.
Are we planning on maintaining the parks and charging DeKalb County since they still own the property?
Yes, Robert.
My understanding is that we really have three options here, and really only three. We can force the county to close the parks. We can allow the county to maintain the parks, in which case they'll calculate the cost of maintaining those parks and send us a bill. Or we have the right to assume the burden of maintaining those parks. Under no conditions in those three do we have an opportunity to bill the county for the maintenance that we're providing, assuming that we agree to provide that maintenance. So either they do it and bill us, or we do it and we incur that expense. Now, it's conceivable that we could charge them rent for their use of the facilities for things that are not park-related. They, as John pointed out, they've turned one section of the park into a depot. And, we could presumably negotiate an IGA that allows them to use that and that would charge them to use it if we wanted to have them continue to do it. But I don't think there's an option for us to charge DeKalb for us to maintain the parks in Dunwoody.
Okay. Thank you. Council, you have anything to add on that?
There could be an argument that they don't necessarily have to charge us for maintenance. We could say that maintenance is and indices of property ownership, and that is not a function of the operation of the park, and therefore they do not have the right to charge us maintenance as the property owner. But knowing DeKalb County, I'm certain they will try to send us a bill.
Okay. Danny?
And just for everybody's information, the O&M is in the RFP for Public Works, and it is with a proposed start date of 1 January. And city manager, correct me if I'm incorrect on that.
No, that's correct. That will be handled as part of that overall bid for Public Works Services.
Just clarification on that. To the extent, from what I read, it seemed to be basic maintenance. Does it go beyond that into operational as well?
It includes operation of the parks as well.
Okay. Is that detailed out? I mean, does that go as far as the saying, just like the skate park, or is it a little more vague, like operations in a more macro?
I think it's more vague. We're interpreting it from the vendor's perspective. They don't provide full operations and maintenance of all the facilities.
Okay.
Just a clarification on what Councilman Whittingstein said about renting the thing for a depot. Certain things that park can be used for, and depot is not one of them.
Agreed.
Mr. Hennigan stated.
Agreed.
It can only be used as a park, and 70% of it must be green space, and nowhere does it say anything about a depot.
Okay, any other discussion? We are discussing the amendment to add maintenance. Any other discussion on that? Seeing none, all in favor to amend, to add maintenance, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, we're back to the amended item, which would include operations and maintenance. Any additional discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Passes as amended. All right. We gave you a little break there, Jenny.
Yes, sir. The next item on our agenda tonight is a discussion and vote to hold a public meeting on December the 18th, 2008, adopting Dunwoody zoning ordinance and adopt the policies and procedures which govern the calling and the conducting of hearings.
Okay.
Point of order?
Yes, point of order.
Do we need a vote to call a meeting to conduct? I'm not sure that requires a vote.
Well, it wouldn't necessarily require a vote, but if y'all are all here, normally if you're all at a meeting and you all agree to it, it would be considered a call for a meeting, and it would still need to be advertised.
Yeah, this is just authorizing the call of the meeting.
Okay.
Okay.
And the advertisement of such.
So. I move we call the meeting.
Okay.
Before adopting policies.
Second, any discussion on this? No discussion, all in favor, please say aye. Aye. All righty. Okay. Jeremy, would you do us the honor on the sign ordinance?
Yes, sir. This is an action item. It's discussion and a vote to hold a public meeting on December the 18th, 2008, adopting the Dunwoody sign ordinance. And, Brian, if you want to address this.
Yeah, it's the same thing. It's just authorization to call the meeting and to advertise such.
Okay.
I move that we call the meeting.
You're on the roll, Robert.
On December 18th.
Is there a second? Any discussion on this? No discussion. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right, thank you. All right, Jeremy, fire and rescue.
Yes, sir. The next item we have on the agenda tonight is a resolution to approve and authorize an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Dunwoody and DeKalb County for fire and rescue services. This will be Resolution 2008-1224.
I move we approve the IGA as written.
Second.
All right, who's second? Any discussion on this?
Yes.
Yeah, just I guess one question for either council or Councilman Ross, who's been out there. When is DeKalb County Board of Commissioners going to act on this? Day
two. That would be on Tuesday at their regular scheduled meeting.
So tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Not tomorrow. Gotcha. That wasn't a gotcha. We're expecting they're going to deal with all three of these following.
Yes.
On Tuesday. Okay.
Any other discussion? All right, seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? All right. The resolution passes for the IGA Fire and Rescue.
Yes, sir. This is a resolution to approve and authorize an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Dunwoody and DeKalb County for water and sewer services. This would be Resolution 2008-1225.
I move we adopt Resolution 2008-1225 as read.
Second. All right, second. Any discussion on this? Seeing no discussion, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes for water and sewer IGA. Aye, Jenny.
Yes, sir. This would be a resolution to approve and authorize an intergovernmental agreement between the City of Dunwoody and DeKalb County for 911 emergency communication services. This would be Resolution 2008-1226.
Second.
All right, any discussion on that?
Yes, Danny. Yeah, just a point of clarification on this IGA and the others IGA for the citizens here and for our own purposes here. None of these IGA increases the cost to our citizens, as I understand it. All of these, the first two are in our, I'm getting a little out of order, are in our tax bill, and the last one is on our phone bill. Is that correct? Am I correct on that? So there is no additional cost to the citizens of Dunwoody.
Yeah, 911 is $1.50 that everybody pays in their telephone bill every month.
We're paying that already, correct?
And the water is billed directly to use as sewage, as well as the fire and rescue is also billed as part of the tax bill.
Thank you.
Thank you. Any other discussion? Seeing none, all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution passes for emergency 911 IGA. All right, moving on to public comment.
Part of privilege information?
Yes.
Can I do something?
I know what he's going to
do. Is that a loaded question?
George Bush.
Yeah. Give him.
What are you talking about?
678-358-6700. To leave a voice message, press 1, or just wait for the tone. To send a numeric page, press 2 now.
I think that's it, then.
At the tone, please record your voice message. When you are finished
I didn't get it on here. That's the phone number for the City of Dunwoody. By the way, the number is 678-358-6700. And you got a different number?
I wasn't sure if you were giving out his number.
Yeah, this one was. I think the one that John posted on the blog.
That one worked, by the way.
I got 678-382-6700.
Yeah, there's a difference there.
I might stand corrected.
Okay. I'll call it 678-382-6700, but I'm going to call it and see
if you're in. No, there's no call on it. I already have
Mr. Mayor, any complaints that will be given to the city will be the number that Danny gave. Any compliments or texts that you need to send in, you can send it to the number that I'm
on. All right, so clarification, 678-382-6700.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Good catch, Warren.
And I'm sure the person that you called at 358 is really. I am glad that's a caller ID to Denny.
It was Crawford Lewis.
Okay, we are at public comment. City Attorney, can you go check for cards, please?
We have one.
All right, thank you. All right, Mr. Ludwig.
Thank you. I just wanted to observe that there's a lot of comment about the county park that trucks would run. You know, that's so they don't have to drive them. many miles to come up here and provide services to Bentonwood. And frankly, if we let them keep the trucks there, I think the more people that are, county people that are in and out of that park, the safer the park is going to be, because it's a big, sometimes dangerous place, and it's not patrolled well. So if you've got county guys coming and going, it makes for a better environment. And third, why do we want to make them mad when we're still dealing with them on a bunch of stuff? Over something that probably really doesn't matter at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Ludwig. Is that the only public comment, Mr. Anderson?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
We adjourn, sir.
Yes, we do adjourn.
I was going to say, point of information.
Yes.
Those trucks use Peeler Road only, by the way. They don't go through the park. There's a separate exit.
Okay, there's motion to adjourn in a second. All in favor? Aye. Any opposed? All right, thank you, everybody.
We are the park house.
Everybody first speak.
Nobody goes to bed yet. You're listening to the for you.
Milking it for all it's worth.
Yeah.
30 years.
Watch my call.
You guys got 5 o'clock in the morning. Photo op.
What's my idea?